The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. May not be the best day to hang out on top of your roof, but Quality Roofing Solutions are here to tell you how to make sure that roof is ready for you. Good morning. We have Benjamin. That was kind of a weird segue, wasn't it?
It was. I loved it. It was great.
Ben Murphy is here. He's our marketing director, as well as James Dare, who is a roofing consultant, here to answer your questions. They are our experts on the expert panel this morning. If you have a question about roofing, maybe you're trying to decide what to do next, 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. So how are you? Tell me everything.
We are well, Meg. It's a beautiful day.
Today.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day for roofing or maybe finding where we have some roofing issues. But
well, that's true.
we're glad to be here. Like you said, we've got James, one of our rockstar roofing consultants.
Excellent.
He's out there with our customers answering questions, and I felt like he would be a rock star to have here. And I know he's got some kind of fun stories that I've heard from him in the field. And
if we got
some time, maybe we can get into those.
Well, what I'd like to do right off the bat is to explain who you are and how long you've been in the Pensacola area and what y'all do with Quality Roofing.
Oh, absolutely. So Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated roofing contractor. We've been in the Pensacola area almost 20 years now. Started in 2006. Founder Brian Ward out of Milton, Florida, and has grown into an organization that now has 6 locations serving all throughout the Gulf Coast and 2 locations down in Central Florida. So we're a team of about 40 team members.
Wow, okay. That's bigger than I thought.
Yeah, no, we've got a great team, and we've got a showroom location, an actual physical location, which is kind of a rarity sometimes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah,
where's that located?
We've got a beautiful showroom off of Hervin Avenue here in Pensacola. Always encourage our customers to come by, and I know that James and our other team members often will have them come in to look at roof shingle samples and kind of, you know, touch and feel and get an idea of what you're going to be putting on your house.
Absolutely. Well, now is a good time to do that, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So I want to hear a little bit from you, James, about your experience. You're on the roof. You're a roofing consultant, so you know all the ins and outs and the details, correct?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I've had the blessing or fortune of following the roofing industry from start to finish. So as a teenager, I worked stripping roofs and putting roofs back on as an installer. Don't let that get. I guess that just did get out. it was not child labor, I promise.
Oh, that's okay. You got to start somewhere, right?
That's right. And then moved into helping manage a warehouse for a roofing company. Then went into distribution, then to project management, and now in basically sales or estimating roofing consulting. So I've got that solid background to when I get up on a roof, I know what I'm looking at, and I know what it should look like as opposed to what it shouldn't look like.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that's a little bit about what I do and why I do it.
Well, the good news is we've had a bit of a reprieve during this, we don't say the word, H season. So that's the good news, yes?
Yep. The word that we don't say.
We don't say that word. However, the good news is, I suppose, this now would be a good time to really assess your roof and your home and see where you're at. And maybe if you're not going to make a replacement now, perhaps to plan that in the future. So how would they get in touch with you? And if I'm interested and I'm a little nervous about contacting you, what is the process? Explain that so I can understand. How do you do an inspection? Do you just come out? How does it all work?
Well, I'll give you the kind of the marketing side, if you will, of how you can get in touch with us. But then I'm gonna softball it to James here, because he's the one that is meeting with our homeowners and answering those questions. So,
I mean, do I have to wait till I have a problem to call you?
Oh, absolutely not. So, you know, of course you can get in touch with us, 850-788-7691 or QualityRoofingSolutions.com. Schedule a free estimate. If you, I mean, it's sometimes scary just to get up on the roof.
Correct.
Let an expert.
It's free, a free estimate?
That's right. If you're not sure what's going on, you know, and a lot of times we're seeing homeowners get that letter from the insurance company, they're aging, their roof may be hitting a certain age where it needs replacement. These are things that you want to be proactive about.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get in touch with us, we're going to have a team member follow up with you, schedule an appointment. If you call, we're scheduling an appointment with you right there. You're not playing, we don't play a phone tag.
Oh, like, that's good to know.
We believe in answering the phone and calling you back if we need to. So we are there for you. And once we've got you an appointment scheduled, James, what do you do?
Yeah, tell us, when you come out to a home and you're meeting the homeowner for the first time, taking that first look, what are some of the things that you're looking for?
So, yeah, I mean, it just depends on the situation in which we get called out, but mostly just kind of get there to get an idea of the situation and what's going on to start with. If they have a roof leak, we try to find that roof leak inside. We do a detailed inspection in the attic and then move up onto the roof to confirm the findings. That usually you can find it in the attic every once in a while. You're not able to find it in the attic and you're able to find it on the roof. But do detailed inspections of all those three areas to determine what the problem is and where it's at, and then provide a solution, which is kind of goes along with our name, Quality
okay,
Roofing
we've
Solutions.
Okay, we've got some calls coming in. So I've got Nathan on the line here. Can you hear me okay, Nathan?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, you're speaking with Ben and James, and they've got a question for you about roofing. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, so I bought a home a few years back, and I believe the roof is original in 2006, so it's good coming up on 20 years. It's a 30-year roof, of course, but we know in Florida that doesn't ever mean anything.
That's right.
So
that's right.
My question is this. When I replace the roof, it would be a great opportunity to remove some of the plywood at the same time and do spray foam insulation. Is that something that would be advisable? Because, I mean, that would make the access to the attic so much easier if we can remove plywood.
Oh, sure.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I mean, great really question. Happy that you called, and I've got some great answers for you on that. So, definitely, if your roof is 2006, it's definitely time to consider and look at getting a new roof. A lot of times people don't know or understand that roof leaks can take 2 to 3 years to work their way through your plywood, through the shingles, through the insulation, and then, oh, look, a stain showed up on my drywall. But so more than likely at a 20-year-old roof, you've got some kind of water intrusion somewhere in your roof. You just may not see it yet. That's one first recommendation. Second thing, talking about the spray foam insulation, it's not really feasible to remove the plywood and then install the spray foam. Usually the spray foam is attached to the plywood. However, if you are looking at spray foam insulation, you have called to talk to the right company, because we have the only shingle that does not void your warranty if you do install spray foam insulation. So if you were to replace your roof and then install spray foam insulation, any other shingle manufacturer that's on the market, they would immediately void your manufacturer's warranty. CertainTeed Shingles is the only manufacturer that doesn't do that. And we are the Shingle Select Master installers for this area. So it's kind of like going to the dealership to get the product, right? We are the dealership for those CertainTeed Shingles.
Okay, does that answer your question, Nathan?
Yeah, that's great. I didn't know the answer to that. I didn't know that there was a void of warranty when you do the spray foam.
Yeah.
Is that to the shingles, or is that to the actual spray foam that would be the warranty voided?
The shingle warranty is voided. Most shingles are not manufactured to withstand the heat that creates in between the spray foam and the shingles. And so they just tend to wear out a lot faster. So that's a problem that arises with that. But CertainTeed is manufactured to withstand that.
Okay, thank you so much, Nathan. Go ahead.
Sorry, is it an added cost for those kind of shingles? Are they more expensive?
Actually, no, sir. Being the dealership, like I was talking about for that type of shingle, we have great pricing on there. And I always like to tell you, there's always different levels, and I'd love to go over that with you. You call in, we could set up a special appointment to kind of go into a ton of detail. But we basically have a Landmark and a Landmark Pro. Both are very, very affordable. Great options for your roof. Lots of color options as well.
And I'll just end with, Nathan, I put the Landmark series on my house, the CertainTeed, and I've been so happy with them cost-wise. I mean, it really minimal when you're looking at an overall roof replacement, especially on a standard size house. And the quality of the warranty, like James said, not only with the spray foam insulation, but they've got some additional nuances with their warranty that other shingle manufacturers don't have, that is really great. And because we do install so many roofs with CertainTeed shingles, like you said, we get some really great pricing on that. So you're really not going to be seeing that.
Can I leave you with a teaser so that I can I can really entice you to call and schedule an appointment? When you call and schedule an appointment, ask about the I believe it is a 50-year manufacturer and workmanship warranty that's provided by CertainTeed. I'll leave it at that. It's a teaser. There's a lot more than what I can go into on the air. If you want to hear about that, great program, very affordable. You won't be sorry.
All right. What's that number Nathan should call?
850-788-7691.
All right. Thanks so much, Nathan,
for calling in.
We appreciate you. And we do have some other callers. So just to let you know, phone is ringing off the hook this morning. So I've got put people on hold. I will get to you as soon as I can. So please be patient. And I apologize for the wait. I've also got texts coming in. So I got a text question for you while I'm answering the next call. What are your impressions of the new metal roofing that looks like shingles? So while y'all answer the question, I'm going to answer the phone.
Yeah, that's a great question. The stone-coated steel, great option for a roof. If you're going to, if it's your forever home, a home that you're going to live in for a long time, and you're looking to make a great investment in your home, the stone-coated steel is the option to go with on that. Multiple different looks, so you can get like the terracotta tile look. You can get a slate look. You can get a shingle look. So there, and I believe that there's also like a Pacific tile look. So a lot of beautiful roofs, many different colors. The wind warranties are really good. I believe the standard wind warranty is 120 miles an hour, but also the efficiency. So between the difference, the manufacturer sets up a display, and the difference between attic temperature between a shingle roof usually varies around 140 to 150 degrees. On a stone-coated steel, that drops it down below 100 degrees, usually between 89 and 100 degrees in your attic. Now, that's a manufacturer standard. It might be a little bit different here in Florida where it's always hot. But it does have that energy efficient benefit to it as well. So if you want a roof that's going to last a long time, that's the one to go with, the stone-coated steel.
Okay. Sure. Thank you so much, Tim, for that question. I've got David on the line with another question. David, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Are y'all getting me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your question.
Well, let me throw y'all a curveball, and this is something you're probably not going to promote, and I just want your honest answer on it, obviously. But there's the RoofMax, and some different companies are coming out with a product now that they say will help prolong your roof, and you want to get a new roof and then wait about 7 years or so. Then they come out and look at it, and then they put this coating on it that's supposed to get probably an extra 5 to 10 years out of your roof, depending on, you know, what you get and stuff like that. And I was just wondering if y'all had any kind of feedback or any kind of thoughts or opinions about that type of a process. Not that I'm ready to do it or anything. I was just curious because it's a new thing and I haven't heard a lot of feedback about it.
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of those chemicals and materials are applied to a roof to address the brittleness of a shingle. As a shingle gets older, it becomes more brittle. So if you grab a brand new shingle out of a bundle, you can flop it around, and it's like a piece of paper almost. It'll flop around with you. When you get up into that 15 and 20 year mark, you grab a shingle off of a roof and you try to bend it just even a little bit, and it breaks. So those chemicals, the things that they spray on your roof, are solely there to address the brittleness of a shingle. However, in the state of Florida, we come up with a lot more problems other than the shingle being brittle. A brittle shingle is a lot more of like a northern or, you know, Midwest type issue. Down here, we have granular loss. We have they call it delaminating, where basically the seals on the shingles break. So those are just a couple things that happen very often in our harsh weather environment that those chemical applications don't work for. And honestly, most of the time when people call and ask me about that, their roof is 20 years old or 18 years old. By that time, it's too late for that to even address the brittleness of the shingle. I've only had one.
Yeah, you're saying.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I only have one experience with it. I had a homeowner that put it on her roof. I believe her roof was 15 years old when she put it on. She called us at 20 years, and her roof was shot. And so she was kind of frustrated that she had put that much money into it. And then, you know, just a few years later had to replace the roof anyways.
That kind of confirms what I kind of thought was, you probably, you know, and everybody's different, obviously, but you probably in most cases are going to be better off using that money on a new roof. I mean, obviously it's less than a new roof, but you know, if you're spending a lot of money and then you end up having to get a new roof anyway, you probably would have been better off. But now, so let me pivot a little bit. Do y'all do metal roofs and asphalt shingle roofs?
Yes, sir. We do any type of roof. And that was to what you just said, I was going to answer. Take that money, put it in a bank account, and get a stone-coated steel roof. that's what you do with it right there.
Those are great options.
Is the stone-coated steel a lot more? Or what percentage higher would you say it is than just a regular metal roof like you see on a lot of beach houses and stuff like that?
Well, that's a great question. I love to answer this question. A lot of people, when they say metal roof, they're looking at one type of roof. And just like in shingles, metal roofs have many different options and applications profiles. So you have a real quick breakdown. You have an exposed fastener, you have a standing seam, and you have a stone-coated steel. So if you went from like budget-friendly to the most the premium option, you're going to be exposed fastener is your best, like budget friendly. Your standing seam is kind of your middle of the road option. And then your stone coated steel is going to be your premium product. That's, you know, that's your top of the line best roof you can purchase. As far as percentages go, it really just depends on the roof. If you have a simple roof, it's not much of a difference. But if your roof is very cut up and complex, that price can grow exponentially.
And there's also different kinds of, like you were saying earlier, there's different kinds of stone coated steel,
right? Yeah,
just designs, if you will.
Yeah, so each profile, right. Each gauge, there's a lot that goes into it.
That's something I'm not very familiar with, is the stone coated steel. And when I think of a metal roof, I think of the standing seam. You know, I think that's kind of the typical thing that pops in my mind and probably a lot of people's mind. And you see a lot of them on coastal houses. A lot of times they're kind of a blue, green, aqua type color.
Yep.
And they're standing seam. They don't have any kind of coating on them. But I guess the stone coated has really started showing some improvements and some, you know, technology that makes it more desirable, I guess, than just the plain uncoated standing steel room. Would you say that's a pretty accurate statement?
And like James was saying, the different styles and profiles, you're kind of getting the benefits of that, I'm using my air quotes here, that traditional metal roof, but now you have a different style. So if this is your forever home and you're in Florida, but you want something that looks like the Pacific Northwest, well, you can do that now. So not only you've got that technology improvement, but you've got the different styles as well.
Okay, David.
Stone coated.
Oh, go ahead.
Does it come in the long strips like a regular metal roof, or does it come in smaller pieces, more like a metal shingle almost?
It's like a metal shingle.
Okay. All right. Listen, all right. I enjoy the show. I'll let somebody get on.
All right, David.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Didn't want to cut him off, but I got lots of calls and questions coming in. So we're going to try to do a quick
rapid
lightning
fire
round here. Quick question. This listener says, is there a higher risk of a lightning strike with a metal roof versus asphalt? That's a good question.
Your elevation at play from this, the amount of what is that, a meteorologist that I am, from what I've seen, your elevation of your house plays more into that than the fact that it's a metal or shingle roof.
Well, they always told me not to stand under a metal.
Well, you don't want to stand under,
right,
the tallest. I mean, same way you don't want to go stand under the only tree in the middle of a field during a storm.
True.
I was going to say, don't stand on your metal roof during a storm either.
That would not be recommended.
Not a good idea. So, but essentially, no, it's not an issue. No,
I don't.
To my level of expertise in weather, which is not very much.
Okay, so here's another question for. Thank you for sending that in. How often do you have to replace a stone-coated roof for insurance purposes? Do they make you replace it every 15 years, like a regular shingle?
So I have one example for that, for an issue that I ran into. I had a customer up in Baker. He had a stone-coated steel roof that was 30 years old. I looked at it. The insurance company was basically telling me I had to replace it. I looked at it and told him, man, I don't. There's nothing wrong with your roof. You don't need to replace it. He also got a licensed home inspector to come out inspect the roof, and the licensed home inspector gave him another 15 years on the roof. The insurance company accepted that and approved his insurance to be continued on. So if what
might be a little bit circumstantial,
right, it's just really dependent on the effort you put into that. Yes, the insurance company is going to say your roof is too old, but you've got to give that, you got to take that stance and be like, no, look, I've got this fantastic roof, it's still in good condition, here's the proof.
A little bit of due diligence, right, got him there. Yeah, that's right. That's good. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry, the great question. I've got Dan on the line. Go ahead with your question, Dan.
Yeah, I wanted to inquire about attic ventilators, temperature-controlled attic ventilators. I know they're supposed to keep your attic a little cooler. Do they help extend the wear and tear on the roof over time?
Absolutely. So the age of your roof is directly in correlation with how hot your attic stays or gets. So I can't tell you how many roofs I've been on. You know, we kind of see it a lot with like maybe a newer construction where you get up on a roof that's 10 years old and the granules are just washing off of the roof. That is a attic ventilation issue. The attic is not properly ventilated, and granules are applied to a shingle and asphalt shingle. Asphalt is applied hot. Shingles are hot when the granules are applied. As those shingles stay hot, those granules wash off of them a lot easier. So, we have solar attic fans that we install, and we have electrical attic fans as well that we install. Both are great options, and if you don't have enough attic ventilation, we actually have a special tool that we built. It is special only to Quality Roofing.
That's true.
Where we take the square footage of your house, we input it into a computer program, and it calculates out exactly how much ventilation you should have for your roof to help maintain that warranty. Last side benefit of it, because we highly recommend solar, it comes with a 30% tax credit because it does have that solar label on it. So you get 30% back of the cost of the install on that.
I'm sorry, James. I had one person who asked, do I have to have solar to have that? And no. The fan is solar powered,
yep,
which is just awesome.
Yep. Yeah. 25-year manufacturer warranty. I believe the wind warranty is like 165 miles an hour.
Wow.
This is not the cheap, you can go to a hardware store and buy the plastic ones, right? This is not those. The ones we install are like professional high grade.
Okay, thank you so much, Dan, for calling in. Unfortunately, we are out of time.
Wow. That went wow.
This has flown by, and we have so many questions I didn't get to. I'm so sorry not to get to everybody, but we will be back with our friends from Quality Roofing Solutions on Pep Talk.
Thank you so much, Meg.
So please give out your information, how they can
reach us. Give us a call. If we didn't get a chance to talk with you, 850-788-7691 or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay, one more time.
850-788-7691. Or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay, thank you so much, Ben, and thank you for being here, James. Great information.
Yes,
this is Pep Talk.
James.